Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council. João Cerqueira from the University of Minho in Braga, Portugal, focuses his research on the effects of stress in the brain. João explains what stress and stress response are and how the stress response relates to eating behavior.
For most of the scientific community, stress is defined not by the events that cause stress, but by the response of the organism to these events. So the question is, what is the stress response? And the stress response is actually pretty simple to measure. It's pretty obvious. And it's characterized by an increase in the release of corticosteroids. So when you have high levels of corticosteroids, you probably face a stress response. This varies a lot with, for instance, the time of the day that you measure. In humans, it's higher just after you wake, and then along the day it decreases. What we find in people exposed to stress, particularly chronic stress, is that they don't have this decline over the day, so the levels remain high, similar to the awakening levels during all of the day.
And what causes stress?
Actually, it depends on the person, meaning anything can be a stressor if the person understands it as that. There is a special category of stressors, which are situations that are at the same time challenging and that I feel I cannot accomplish. It induces a lot of stress in people. This kind of situations is what is present in almost the life of every one of us. So we have challenges, and sometimes we feel we cannot answer adequately to those challenges. And this is the main cause of stress. Of course, this is important for adults, but it's becoming increasingly important for children as well. It seems that we are treating children as adults in what concerns, you know, the school results, the grades, the high achievement they are supposed to have. And we are not letting children behave like children.
How exactly did you assess the effect of stress on making food choices?
Our research on the effects of stress in decisions was made using a group of medical students, because medical students have very difficult exam to choose their residency. It's a situation of high pressure that defines all their lives. And so we used this group of students. They were fasting for at least 6 hours, and then we put them on a magnetic resonance imaging apparatus, and they had to choose either to have a reward or to drink water. And the reward was chocolate milk. And so they were there choosing, and we were scanning their brain to see which areas were activated when they chose chocolate or water. And also we scanned their brains to determine the size of the brain. And then we took them out of the scanner and we gave them chocolate as much as they want. After a while, we put them inside the scanner again. And so they were again asked to choose between chocolate and water.
Can you explain some of the main findings of your research?
What we found was that exposure to chronic stress leads to an atrophy, decrease in the size of the areas of the brain that control goal-directed actions. So when we want to achieve a goal, an objective, we do something to achieve it, and this is goal-directed behavior. It's by shrinking these areas that control goal-directed behaviors, it promotes habit formation. And it does this by working at a very structural level. So it's not just that it changes the way the brain works, it actually changes the structure of the brain. So it shrinks the brain specifically in these areas that control goal-directed behavior. And actually, it also increases the areas that are involved in habits. Chronically stressed subjects become habit-based more easily. So translating this to food, this is not good, because when we are eating based on habits, we keep eating even when we are not hungry anymore.
What are the implications of your research findings in regards to stress and eating behavior?
The most direct implication is the finding that exposure to chronic stress leads us to consume food in a habit-based way, meaning without thinking. So when we are under chronic stress, we turn off our brains and we keep eating even when we don't need. Of course, now the question is, what can we do to try to overcome this? One of the ideas is to deal with stress, because we also showed in our research that if people control their stress levels and if they have what we call a stress recovery period, a period without exposure to stress, their brain gets to normal again, and also the behavior of stressed people gets back to normal when they recover from stress, meaning that the effects of stress are reversible.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.